Your birthday's coming up on Sunday.
Sunday.
I got a gift for you.
Thank you in advance.
Listen, it's not about credit.
Well, so, you'd think on a Sunday birthday, like you could get in and out of work without, you know, just like stealth. But I'm glad I'm not.
But you know me. It's like I want to make sure.
It.
I want to make sure that you get your gift.
Aww.
And when you use your gift,
okay.
You just talk about me. That's
all right.
You know, that's the reason
Thank
that
you.
Got you.
I always do.
So I wanted to bring somebody special on today to celebrate your birth, your pre-birthday.
Okay.
And I was thinking, well, the list of people, you know so many people, but who really has known you for a long time and knows more than I do about you? And I've got him on the line right now, and I think he'd like to wish you a happy pre-birthday. Sir?
Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
I am great. How are you, sir?
Haven't talked to you in a long time.
It's been a while, but thank you so much for the job. And thank you for coming on with us.
What a pleasure. You sound great.
Well, thanks. I'm trying. You know, it's a struggle every day because I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do by the second hour.
Well, listen, don't worry about it. Just go in there and say, here's Justin Timberlake. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can I say happy birthday to Ellen?
Yeah, can I introduce you?
Well, first of all, if she doesn't recognize this voice, let me introduce me to her, okay?
All right.
Please.
This is Rick Dees.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
First of all, hey, Ryan, I got to tell you, I listened to you both for 3 hours last week.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it's happy and it's sad because, you know, I just I love doing a radio show, and it's happy and sad because I feel like, you know, Kiss is my home.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's just it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I got to say that congratulations on all of your success.
Thank you. Thank you.
We should produce a movie together.
You want to do The Expendables? Stallone?
Look, you don't even have to show up. All you have to do is just do a few tapes with Dennis Clark, my former secretary, and Jerry Dunham, the engineer I've had all my life, and Nick Stuto.
Wait, get Nick in here. Get Nick.
To be an engineer.
Brian Clark. Commander Chuck.
It was Chuck Street who showed a naked girl to me inside a helicopter, and we hired him.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Little Donnie, who became Little Allie. And Rick's roses that became Ryan's roses.
And by the way, you know what else I? You know what else I inherited?
What?
Your toilet.
It's true.
A good one. Is it still have the little warm seat?
Well, it's in Burbank. I had to move due to the E issue, yes. But it's over there, and it's still Rick's toilet is Ryan's toilet, but I think it's Valentine's toilet.
Hey, listen, Brian, I want to go on record saying I am so proud of you, and I want you to do as great as you possibly can. I think there's room enough for all of us in radio.
I agree with you.
So why am I out of work?
Well, I have good news.
Yeah.
My contract's up at the end of the year.
I'll do it for 3 times less.
Hey, Nick just walked in to say hi.
Rick Dees.
Who is this?
This is Nick Vees.
Oh, my gosh. Remember, on Ella's last birthday, I was buying shoes for you.
That's right.
What?
Yes, you were. They had your name all over them.
Oh, listen, you know, with the personal people meter, we only have 3 seconds left to talk.
By the way, yeah, for people who are listening, that is the way they measure our success, this ridiculous system called the personal people meter.
And this show is one of the most successful of all time, and we all have to take credit for the fact that these people in Southern California, these wonderful listeners, are the best.
I agree with you.
They really are.
You know what I say, Rick? It's like we bring up a subject or a topic, and the folks that call in, you couldn't script it any better. I mean, what they have to say, their point of view, their passion, their intelligence, their wit, the fact they're so clever, there's nowhere in the world where you can get that.
Well, yesterday you were talking about the first concert, for example, that you attended. First one I attended was Beethoven Live.
Oh, my God.
I really do miss you. And you know, and I want to say on the record, seriously, and I've said it before, one of the first people I ever wanted to meet was Rick Dees when I came to L.A.
You.
And you really inspired me to do what I do. And I had TM Century hit discs of your voice sent to me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Indeed.
As a young child.
My sister knows your mom in Atlanta, and you came into the show. I remember like it was yesterday. I said, man, what incredible lip gloss.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is true.
No.
And you liked my shoes.
No, you look great. You look fantastic.
So what's it like to sleep in?
Oh, man. Seriously, it is the most incredible feeling in the world. And, you know, I'm still doing a tremendous number of things. And I was serious. We ought to produce something together.
What would you like to do?
I think you name it, we'll do it.
Well, I think we'll just kick Ellen out and do something.
No.
Thanks, on my birthday.
Now, let me say this on her birthday.
Great, yes.
Ellen
is
the key to this radio show. He has a beautiful voice, wonderful laugh, great family. Really, just she is the best.
Wow, thank you, Ray.
She's actually in tears.
And for anybody listening, I got to say, I mean, you are the glue to the show, and people relate to you so well.
Wow, Rick, thank you.
Notice how Ryan's so quiet?
No, I was just thinking they really don't need me, so I have no pressure to extend.
No.
Stay with us. You should really get up for 5 more years. I'm thinking, well, not really. She can do it.
What time do you get? Now, seriously, you're getting up early every day.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where you say, I am going to take some time off, but, I mean, you've got this. You've got American Idol. Yeah. You've got... the Kardashians and all the other stuff.
And now love.
That's right.
And, which is great.
And one thing that people don't know about Ryan, he is a wine expert.
I love wine.
Seriously. And it's not like he's a drunk or anything. He's a wine expert. And that's really cool because, you know, he's the man.
I like to swirl in my glass.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Sylvester Stallone last night. You know him well.
Absolutely. In fact, this is, would you like the best story ever about him?
Please.
Okay, real quickly, this takes like 30 seconds. But
hurry, because I got to hit spots.
I gotcha. I'm on the air doing my show that you took, and this lady calls in from Orange County and says, listen, I know that a certain guy got a penile implant. And I went, what? No, you can't say that on the air. And she said, no, well, I'm not going to say any more about it other than his initials are SS, a very famous star, SS. So I said, oh, my gosh. And she said that on the air. So I'm over at a club, and Sylvester Stallone walks up and says, hey, come over here. I said, what? He said, get over here. He said, you go on the air, you and Ellen Kay say I have a penile implant. I said, no. No, I didn't say that. He said, yes, you did. My girlfriend, I heard you today, said I had a penile implant. I'll drop my trowel right here and show you I don't have a penile implant. I said, I didn't say that. He said, I know, SS. I said, and there is a God, because I looked at him in the eye. He's getting ready to kill me. He said, SS? I said, no, Steven Seagal.
Get your butt out of bed with me.
So, Rick, sorry, I had to do something I invented
called
I invented the sleaze, and so I had to put that on the air.
Oh, yeah. It's so wonderful. It's cathartic to talk to both of you because, you know, obviously I sit out here and I say, damn, that's what I worked on all my life. What are they doing? But at the same time, I am so proud of you, and I love Ellen. And rather than talk about each other, we ought to do some projects together. I have so many things that come across my desk that you'd say, wow, are you kidding?
Well, I would love to have that conversation at the same club where you saw us.
Here's the thing, man. I just sold a television network. And you know, little things off the radar screen that are just fun to do.
Wait, you sold a television network?
Yeah, I was the founder of Fine Living.
I know, Scripps, right?
Right, and then they changed the name to The Cooking Channel, and they came to me and said, well, we'd like to buy you out. So that happened back in November.
Well, I just pitched them a show, and they passed.
Well, no. See, if we pitch Ryan, if we pitch it together.
Aha!
If we pitch it together, or we do some stuff together, seriously.
All right. I love it. I love the idea. I just wanted to make sure that we were good.
Oh, absolutely.
We're good. And, Rick, I love you, too. You know, you hired me out of nowhere, you know, gave me a chance, and I thank you.
What a sweet thing to say, Ellen. Well, happy birthday, and you look better than ever.
Thanks.
Hey, here comes Wisenack.
Hold on a second. Here you go. All right,
hey, Ryan. These chests.
He's off.
At least he's still alive. I was wondering.
Oh. I've also inherited your other nightmare, John Ivy.
Oh. No, listen. Let me say this. Burl Ivy is a nice
Burl
guy.
Ivy.
He's a sweet guy. He's a genius. He knows exactly what to do. The master of music.
But how many times did you actually let him meet with you?
Three.
That's a lot more than you, Ryan.
Listen, I told him he could be with me anytime he wanted. Just it was somewhere in Boyle Heights.
Oh, my God.
No, he's a great guy. He really is.
He is our boss and speaks highly of you. All right, Rick Dees, thank you for calling for her birthday.
Yeah,
it's
thank you, Rick.
And Rick, I will double back with you about
you
something.
Funny. Because when did you set this up?
Five minutes ago.
Edit out that stuff about selling the network. And
oh, of course,
that.
Of course. Yeah, right. It's almost embarrassing that you made so much money. I wouldn't want to talk about that.
Seriously, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. Yeah. In fact, he's still not a network.
I didn't know we're on the air, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, he sold one. I work for one. Yeah, I get the score. He one-upped me. I get it. But I love the guys at Scripps. I want to talk about that. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So you guys like text each other or something?
Okay. He's gay. And, well, I mean, I might as well just. Why is that? He would have wanted me to tell you on your birthday.
Well, thank you. This is the happiest birthday of my life.
And so, obviously, people think I am. And I thought, if anybody's going to get me, it's going to be Rick Dees. And so the two of us have, we've spooned.
Well, I'm happy to know that two of the men I love most in my life have come together.
And when I say come together, yes. And you say come together, yeah. We have two different meanings of come together.